And now we return you to our regular scheduled program in progress.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Good morning. Yeah, good morning. Welcome back to the show. This is episode 549 of the Two Dumb Yinzers. Mike, we got one more show. We're going to be at 550 tomorrow.
Yeah, baby.
Blowing it out of the water, man.
We are, man. From a little show that started at the dining room table.
I got to say, I've never done anything 550 times in my life.
Some things, but I can't repeat them on air.
Good morning, Derpy. How you doing, man?
Derpy.
And he was just muted. And now he's unmuted. I know, too.
Like, he was here. I saw him and everything, and that then he's gone. We give the poor kid a day off, and this is what he does.
Good morning, everybody. Yeah, welcome back. Mike, today's a big show because we have the Steelers schedule.
Oh, yeah.
Which was released last night amongst the rest of the NFL. A lot to talk about this schedule. We've got a lot of things going on here, so let's get this party started.
Let's roll, baby.
So the schedule gets released last night. We got preseason games. We have regular season games. We're starting out with the Arthur Smith Bowl, kicking off the season.
The Arthur Smith Revenge Tour.
I got to tell you, if we lose this game, I'm going to be kind of discouraged because we got their coach that they fired.
Yeah.
And we got a half dozen of their players. And if they beat us, I'm going to be kind of pissed.
I know. I see, like, they're an early favored. I like our offense against their defense right now, even though our offense isn't complete. Like, they didn't do a whole lot to fix that defense. So
yeah.
We should win. Arthur Smith should be fired up, ready to go.
He should be. And you know what? The true matchup that I'm concerned about is that Kirk Cousins versus our defense. You know, I mean, who knows? It's the first week of the season. Last year we said, oh, you know what? I would rather not play San Francisco first because they, you know, were such a powerhouse.
Yeah.
You don't want that game first, but Atlanta seems to be a team that's okay with me.
Yeah.
In the first game of the season. It's just such a big, as I said, you have all these ties. And what if we go out and lose in the first game? It's going to be kind of it's going to be discouraging.
It is too. You don't want to start off on a bad note, especially the way our schedule plays out. You know, we'll get into that, but this is the year you want to stack wins early and
we got to go 8-0.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah. 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 And yeah. Cause the schedule makers didn't do the Steelers any favors. They looking around, like they didn't do the AFC North any favors either, but my God, it's going to be it's a monster. And especially that latter half of the schedule, we knew it was going to be tough.
The way it's scheduled makes it even tougher
because there's no divisional games in the first 8-9 weeks.
No, yeah.
And they're all usually you get a couple sprinkled in here and there.
Mike, you get six division games in the last 8 games total.
Yeah. And then you throw on 2 Super Bowl contenders on top of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good morning to Ralph on the board. So let's start with the preseason, guys. This is going to be your preseason schedule for the – you're right, Ralph. There's no room for error. Preseason is going to start out like this. You have the Houston Texans at home, the Buffalo Bills at home, and then they go to Detroit. You know, you're not playing starters a lot. It's off and on the field. But you know what? These are 3 good teams. I like to see better teams. I like to get teams – you remember last year in the first round or in the preseason getting – Buffalo. So I mean, it was nice beating Buffalo, but you know, again, this preseason. But to see some decent players, that's what I'm saying. That's the point I'm getting at.
Yeah, like the Texans and the Bills, they have deeper rosters than like you're saying the teams we played last year.
Right.
Yeah. But my God.
So this is the schedule, guys. Let's talk about this. We start off in Atlanta, then we go to Denver. The revenge tour continues.
Yes, back-to-back revenge tours, baby.
And then they finally come home to play the Chargers in week 3.
Yeah.
And then the next 2 out of 3 games are also on. It seems like all of our games are on the road this year.
Yeah, it does. It feels like that unbalanced schedule that you see in college for teams that have an odd game. Yeah, you know, like so, we're
So we're kicking off in Atlanta. Then we go to Denver. Then we come home to play the Chargers. Then we're off to Indianapolis. So that's three out of four right off the top. We're on the road.
Yep.
We come home, play the Dallas Cowboys on a Sunday night. Then we're back on the road to play Las Vegas.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what? That game doesn't scare me that much this year because we went there last year and that did not bother, you know, that going out west didn't bother us. So I'm hoping that trend continues.
Then you come home and play back-to-back New York teams.
Yeah.
On Sunday and Monday nights. And we have the bye. Then we have Derpy's fire alarm.
Yeah.
And then we go to Washington, another road game. And then it all starts. Baltimore at home. Cleveland on the road on a Thursday night. Mm-hmm. Cincy on the road. Mm-hmm. I mean, these road games, I can't believe.
Yeah,
it seems like I'm saying on the road so much.
Back. It's insane.
So then 2 weeks after they play Cleveland on Thursday night, less than 2 weeks, I guess it'll be more than 2 weeks, but 2 weeks of the season, then they got Cleveland again at home.
Yeah.
And then they go on the road for two more games.
Yeah.
Philadelphia on the road, which we never, ever, ever, ever,
no, that's
ever
a loss.
Played good.
That's a loss.
You might as well mark it up, Mike. They're not going to win that ball game.
Like, the Eagles can win one game this year, and it's going to be that freaking game. And it's going to be a physical game.
And then Baltimore on the road.
That's going to be a physical game.
And then 4 days later, on a Wednesday, on Christmas, you play the Chiefs.
Yeah.
And then you finish up with Cincinnati.
Yeah. Three games in a 10-day window. And it's the Eagles, the Ravens, and the Chiefs. And you have to travel both of those games. But hey, here at the NFL, we care. We care about
remember
player
last
safety.
Year we had Arizona, New England, and Indianapolis. We couldn't pull that off.
Yeah.
Now we have Philadelphia, Baltimore, and Kansas City in a row.
You know what? This right here, like, reminds me of the year, Big Ben's rookie year. We had that stretch where, oh, they're going to play the Eagles. They're going to go play the Cowboys. And they're going to play the Patriots. There's no way this rookie quarterback's going to win these games. And then we go out and win all three.
Yeah.
That's what this is reminding me of right here. I hope it goes through.
I hope you're right, Mike.
I'm trying to find anything to give me hope. I had high hopes. Then the schedule came out, and I felt like I got kicked in the giblets.
Our quarterbacks, Mike, Justin Fields is number one. Russell Wilson is number two. They are the two quarterbacks that held the ball the longest last season. What else do we have?
Well, with our receivers, we hopefully someone will get open in that time. Hopefully, maybe that's why we invest so much in Fatanu and Frazier. We get a little bit more pass blocking. You know, that's our grand scheme. We're just going to hold the ball, let the defense get tired, and eventually someone will get open.
I heard that the Cortland Sutton thing is still very much in play.
Yes. Yeah, I read that end of last week, beginning of this week as well, that he is still being shot.
And I'll take that at this point.
I would take it
as well.
Yeah, you know, Derpy, if it comes down to having Cortland Sutton and what we have right now, I'll take Cortland Sutton in a heartbeat.
You Sutton and George, that everyone starts to fall in the pieces, like Roman Wilson and Calvin Austin and Van can all fight for that number three, number four role. And then after that, it's like, all right, who's going to be here for special teams? That would round out that room nicely. That would be a very smart trade. It's just what's going to take. I would, you know, I'd be like, screw it, here, take a second round pick next year. He's not worth a second rounder, but sometimes you got to overpay to get to finish building your roster.
Mike, this is what we gave up on. Tyler Boyd, a former Clareton Bear right here in Pittsburgh. Then he goes on to Pitt. Then he goes to have a pretty good career in Cincinnati. This is what we missed out on, Mike, by letting him slip by. I mean, you know, Tennessee didn't pay him a whole bunch of money.
No.
Tyler Boyd from 2016 to 2023 ranked first in receptions with 390, receiving yards 4,813, and first downs 213 amongst wide receivers in the slot position.
Yeah.
He is the best slot receiver since 2016, and we decided to not pay him pennies because we're I don't know why. But
I think there might have been more than just wanting the money there, because the stuff that he said about the organization in the past, normally you wouldn't take that into consideration, but maybe they sitting down and talk to him. Maybe is there like a, you know, we just traded Deontay Johnson because we didn't like his attitude. Did he come in with an attitude that they didn't want to see, that type of energy? And they're like, you know what, we would love to have the production, but we kicked out a guy for being a problem. We don't want that type of energy around George Pickens. I don't know.
Could very well be, Mike. I could see that being it.
He's a guy that he would have fit in well, you know, production wise on this team.
These are the revenge games. They have a list of revenge games this season for teams. Of course, the Kansas City at San Francisco is going to be a revenge game for San Francisco. The Baltimore and the LA Chargers is going to be the Harbaugh Bowl. We'll see the Harbaugh Bowl, which I made me throw up in 2012 when they made each other in a Super Bowl. But you know what? That won't happen anymore, being both in the AFC. Also, Mike, some other games here we do have in week two. Of course, the Steelers at Denver, we just talked about. We also have Buffalo at Houston in week five.
Yeah.
It'd be a nice rematch. Also, I don't know, a couple on here they have, and it just makes no sense to me. Like Chicago and Washington. I mean, what the fuck kind of.
Yeah, I'm trying to think what's going on there for draft picks. I don't get it. The one I do want to watch is the Jets 49ers game, because the guy who tackled Aaron Rodgers that led to his Achilles blowing out is on the Niners team now.
All right. Maybe he could do it again.
Maybe he can get the other one.
They got six primetime games tied for the most in the league this year. The Jets once again. And last year they had the most because they were expecting the Aaron Rodgers thing last year, and then he got hurt, and see how that played out. So also my couple other revenge games that I'm seeing on this list that I don't understand. Week 10, the Giants and the Panthers. Revenge from what?
The Super Bowl from how long? No, it wasn't even a Super Bowl. I'm trying to think. What? Kerry Collins going from the Panthers to the Giants?
And then, of course, the division games. You have the Philadelphia Eagles, the Giants, Minnesota and Green Bay, Pittsburgh and Baltimore, Tennessee and Jacksonville. Which
Pittsburgh
and
Baltimore
year.
Doesn't count. It's not a top three rivalry.
Yeah. So there you go. That is, Mike, that's the schedule. Atlanta on Netflix, mind you.
No, wait, that opener's on Netflix?
It's on Netflix. Well, no, I'm sorry. That's the Chiefs game. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I can see the first one. Yeah, it's on
the
Fox.
Kansas City Chiefs, Pittsburgh Steelers on Christmas is on Netflix.
I already have Netflix, so it doesn't bother me any. But I'm hoping their streaming is better than how the Amazon was. Amazon struggled, but no. Netflix is doing a lot of stuff live to get ready for it. You know, that Tom Brady roast was live. They just had it like three nights of like a comedy special that were live streaming. They got the Tyson fight coming up. That's going to be live. So they're hopefully by then they'll have kinks worked out to where it's a smooth transition and a good presentation. But I just, come on now.
Mike, they just, you know what the UFL did? They just set their season up so every single one of the rest of their games are on a cable channel.
Yeah.
In the NFL, they have so many games that are going to be on these streaming channels next year. I like what the UFL is doing. I would rather not do this. But again, that's the direction everything's going.
Yeah.
No, again, 15 years ago, you still had people that said, I will never have a cell phone.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, you see what technology's doing and taking, you know, the route that it's taking. So I hate it, but there it is. Netflix, Christmas Day. Yeah. But, Mike, yes, they open up against Atlanta on the road, Denver on the road. And again, you have to win as many games as you can in these first nine games.
Yeah.
Atlanta, Denver, Chargers, at Indianapolis, Dallas, at Las Vegas, both New York teams. And then they get a bye, and then they play Washington. And then after that, it's on. It's on like Donkey Kong, because Baltimore, at Cleveland, at Cincy, Cleveland, at Philly, at Baltimore, Kansas City, and Cincinnati.
Yeah, they have to go at least 6-2. At worst, 6-2.
Who's the two teams you see in that first group of the games that they lose to? Again, Atlanta, Denver, Chargers.
I'm going to go Colts, the Cowboys and Cowboys, either the Broncos.
The Raiders, Jets, Giants, and then the Commanders.
I'm gonna go with the Cowboys, either the Broncos or the Raiders, just going out west.
Okay.
Yeah,
it's tough playing on that mountain.
Yeah. Yeah, those are my three games that I'm looking at that scare me the most. Like the other ones, like the Falcons, we should win. Broncos, we should win. Colts, we should win. Giants, we should win. Commanders, we should win. But you know, injuries. You know, someone has an off game. You know, it can happen.
Why does it seem like we have 20 away games
on a
17 game schedule?
I'm going through, and that's all I see is at because we have so many back to back road games.
I'm looking right now, and it looks like we only play two back to back home games.
We do.
Am I reading that right? Or they play the Giants and the Jets back to back? That's the only two times they play back to back home games all season.
Chiefs and Bengals to close it out. That's it. But then we have like three sets of back-to-back road games.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, the way it came up was, I don't like it, man. There's not a nice mix of road games here, home games there.
It's just a fucked up schedule.
Yeah, and just how the meat of the schedule is, you know, that latter half of the schedule. It's a murderer's row, man. It's a tough. And like, just imagine if Cincinnati rebounds this year, if you know the Browns' offense can keep it up, all these games after the Commanders are going to be rough.
Luckily, the Ravens and the Cleveland Browns, they also have difficult schedules.
Yeah.
They also do fall into that same kind of category where they're playing a lot of their games later in the season. So you know, for the teams from the toughest division, as some may say, all kind of duking it out to finish up the finish up the stretch. It's going to be an interesting ride, man. It's going to be interesting to see how these teams are able to play, to see if they're able to start hitting that stride come playoffs like you want your team to do, if they're able to stay healthy. You know, a lot of times they hide Lamar Jackson from us. So you just never know what's going to happen in that final stretch of games. But my God, I don't think I've ever seen our schedule look like this, Mike. I can't say that I ever have.
Like I said, the last time I saw one this tough was Ben's rookie year when we had that stretch of the three of the best teams in the league at the time. And since then, I haven't seen it. Like it, you know what, we survived last year's stretch where we had the toughest schedule at the end of the year based on current records. You know, we eked out all those wins. So, and I think this team is better, but you know what, rest of the league got better too. So we'll see, but you know what, I have faith. You know, it's a cliche, you know, people hate to hear it, but Mike Tomlin's teams find a way to be in contention until the very last game of the year. And I you know, this year's going to, it's rubber's going to meet the road. You know, something's going to have to, give or take, because he's gonna have to have one of his greatest coaching performances, like from the Duck Hodges Mason Rudolph year. He's gonna have to have one of those types of years.
He's got to do something, Mike. And again, you know, this schedule is doing him no favors. He's got a very, very tight, you know, he's got to run a tight ship, and that's one thing that he's never done as a head coach, in my opinion. He's never ran a tight ship. You almost got to kind of
those first couple years he did. He would
don't be know, a buddy.
He ran
don't
those
be a friend.
Tough,
be a coach. Be a boss.
He ran those tough training camps those first couple years, and you know those teams were some of the best teams he had. Then it became, you know, I've been here a while. I'm gonna be, you know, I got all these vets here. You know, we've been through it together. And then it just carried on from there to there.
I'd rather them go 8-7. What are they not? I'd rather go 9-8, get into the playoffs and go far than to go 14-3.
Yeah,
I'm tired of the good regular seasons because it's garbage. It's plain garbage. It's nothing but a waste of everybody's time, because even if you have the winning seasons, it doesn't matter. You never do anything. Nothing good ever is yielded by that. It's frustrating. I would rather go into the playoffs with an 8-9 record if I can win playoff games.
Yeah.
You know, who cares about? And the thing, they're never great records. We don't ever have no 15-2 teams. I mean, we had the, you know, when Ben was a rookie, 15-1, and a couple times ever since then. But I got to tell you, it's very unimpressively impressive what we got going on here with this coach.
Yeah.
He can't be a buddy. He can't be a pal. He can't be one of the guys. He's got to assume his position. He's got to be a coach. He's got to be a leader. He's got to be the head. He has to be somebody that everybody not only respects, But also, you gotta have people fear you a little bit too. If you're the guy in charge, you have to, because not everybody's gonna respect you. So if they're not gonna respect you, then you gotta have something. And if you have nothing, you get what basically we had, in a couple situations over the past 10 years or so. But Mike, we do have a better team than we had. We went out, and as Ralph said on the board, we do have better quarterback depth this year. Hopefully, this is going to be enough that can take us over that hump.
Yeah. I'm hoping. I mean, like, if Russell Wilson plays the way he did last year, I'll be okay with it. You know, if we have
a winning season, Mike, and we have a really good record. Check this out. If Mike Tomlin wants to do something with his really great seasons, play good enough to get a high seed.
Yeah.
And then you could play a low seed in the playoffs and have that play to your advantage. But we don't even do that. He has winning seasons, but they're 9, they're 10, they're not these great seasons. They're getting by.
Hey. We'll see. This year's going to be a fun, tough year. You know, last year we came in all high hopes and we saw what happened. So this year I'm coming with a little tempered expectations.
Yeah, it's a little tempered.
Yeah.
Derby, what do you think? What do you think about this whole mess?
I feel that the NFL hates us.
That's Derpy. Is, you know what? Normally I'd laugh at you, but Art Rooney said, you know, these Christmas games need to stop. We keep getting games on Christmas.
Why don't people like Christmas? I like the Christmas game.
I do too.
Here's the thing. When you're sitting there watching TV on Christmas, which I hate the holiday itself, I would rather be watching football. And if I'm going to be watching football, guess what? Watching the Steelers is awesome. So,
yeah, but it's that short week going from a Sunday, then you have to get ready to play on a Wednesday. That's just
But so does ridiculous. Kansas City. It isn't like,
yeah,
you know.
But it's just ridiculous for both teams. It's going to be bad, sloppy football. It's going to be, you know, Thursday night games suck. And now a Wednesday game is going to suck even worse. The product's going to be terrible.
What do they got? 1, 2, 3. 4, 5.
Because we play
one games.
Yeah, yeah.
Because we got the Sunday, the Monday, the Thursday, and the Wednesday, which I assume is going to be prime time. But I don't know. If they play 3 games, we might get the early game. And then Cincinnati's the final game of the season, they said it is still be determined what time that game's played.
Yeah.
That's all going to depend on how we look at that time of year, how they look that time of year, and how they want to flex the schedule around. But there you have it, guys. This is what we've been waiting for. We've been waiting to hear this schedule, and here it is. I got to tell you, it's not what I expected. But again, you knew it was going to be a tough road. You knew we had tough teams on the schedule. But the way that it was put together certainly didn't play to our advantage.
No, it's not. No, it made it hard. Like, if you just had, like, a sprinkle in some of these division games before the bye would be nice. You know?
Yeah. Okay. Get one in early. Get one. We got 6.
Yeah.
6 out of the last 8. That's crazy.
Yeah, it's, you know, 3 games in 10 days, that's stupid. But, you know, Baltimore has to deal with the same thing. So that's it's like the league is trying to set it up to where the AFC North is tougher than it needs to be.
Right.
Like they're doing to Pittsburgh and Baltimore. It's like they're trying to do a little something for Cincinnati there to get the, you know, Cincinnati against Joe Burrow versus, you know, Mahomes going again. Since, you know, it looks like what's their name? The Bills are slipping away, and that, you know, Mahomes only lost to Brady and Burrow's in the playoffs. So they can't have Brady. Got to have Burrow there to be the guy go against them, since Lamar lost last year.
Cam Hayward does not plan to attend OTAs this season because of he is seeking a contract extension.
Bye-bye.
You know what? I'm at this point in my life where I don't even care what Cam does.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, you know what? Hold out, buddy. You don't want to reduce your salary. You don't want to be a team player. You want to be all about yourself. But yet somehow fans in the media think he's a great leader and a great team player.
That's because they tell you he is.
Yeah. And how many times did we see Ben renegotiate his contracts?
Everybody does. Tom Brady did.
Yeah.
Come on.
Cam. Mahomes does. Like, every good player. Aaron Donald would rework contracts. Like, but not this guy. Not this guy. It's a farce. It's a joke.
And even, you know, even if he was half as good as people thought he was at the beginning of his career, just possibly, you might say, okay, but I'm not overly impressed with what Cam does anymore. Mm-mm. The only situation, I mean, the only thing that's going, that we don't have going for us with Cam is we just don't have anybody else to play at his position.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. If we had like people behind him, it would be a different story, but we don't. We need him to play.
We have to play the Cam game because of that.
Yeah. And he knows it too.
Yeah.
He knows
exactly.
It too. You know what? Fine. Stay out of the, you know, OTAs, but your ass better be there week one of training camp ready to go.
Yeah. So there you go, Mike. There is 17 games, 3 preseason games, a total of 20 games in 11 weeks.
There's only 2 preseason games, isn't there?
No. Houston, Buffalo, and Detroit. So that's 20 games in 21
Houston
weeks.
Houston and Buffalo.
Those are both home games. The Detroit game's a road game. It's the third one. Anyway.
I don't believe you. It's just ESPN's just showing me one thing.
Yeah.
All right, hate me.
Yeah, they do. I'm hating you right now, too. Shut up.
That's fine. You know, I know this. I can feel it. I know you're annoyed with me right now.
Derpy, what do you think this final, what do you think these guys are going to go this year? What do you think the final record?
I feel 12-5.
Whoa.
Mike, what do you think?
10-7.
All right, I'll go in the middle. I'll go 11-6, just because that's what I did with the Caitlin Clark scoring the other night. We'll talk about that in a little bit. But there you have it. There it is, guys. Schedule's in. One more time. We are at Atlanta, week one, the Arthur Smith Bowl. Week two, the revenge game, Russell Wilson at Denver. Week three, a good look at a good quarterback and a good coach coming to town with the LA Chargers. Then we're off to Indianapolis. Then we come home to play the Dallas Cowboys. Then at Las Vegas. Then we come home to play the two New York teams, which are the only two games that we play in a row at home all season.
No, we don't.
Well, the last two. You didn't let me get there.
I'm sorry. I was being too literal. I apologize.
And then they get the bye. Would you like the bye where it's at?
I do. I love it. It's in the perfect spot. Maybe after the, it would have been nice after the Commanders game, get it before Baltimore, but week nine's that I like it.
I like it. You know what? I like where it's at because like for two reasons, or for one reason, especially because you could kind of get a warm up with that Washington game. You know what I mean? You come out of a bye, and I don't want to go straight to Baltimore out of a bye and not have him played. Of course you get your rest, but it's still you might have lost a step, you're a little rusty. Yeah. So coming back, going to Washington, that's a little bit of a chore. You got to take the trip down there, you got to play the game. And then after that, the tough game start, Baltimore, Cleveland, Cincinnati, so on. So I don't necessarily hate it. I like the bye where it's at too. And then of course, after the bye, Washington on the road, Baltimore at home, Cleveland on the road, Cincy on the road, Cleveland at home. Then another back-to-back road games, mm-hmm. Mike, over in the same region, Philadelphia and Baltimore. Then they come home and finish up with the Chiefs and the Cincinnati Bengals. So I'll go with 11-6.
I'm going with 10-7.
Do you have them winning any games in the playoffs? I mean, they're going to probably get the higher seed if they get in with the 10-7. They're going to play a higher seed.
Yeah, they're going to play a higher seed. I think so. I think so. I think they can hang with any team in the league outside of Kansas City. But even Kansas City, that receiving core, man, it's not what it once was.
And Kansas City's not great, like a typical great team. They're just – they're freakish. They win in weird ways, and they almost seem like, you know, they get the Tom Brady treatment sometimes. I don't know.
But they do have a really good – they have a very underrated defense.
Yeah. So, all right, guys. Let's move on. The Penguins, Mike, Chris Letang, John Ludwig, and Matt Nieto all underwent successful surgeries. That's a good sign. A good thing for our Penguins. Before I move beyond hockey, I do want to give you a couple names to run by you. They are starting that the team in Utah is going to be a hockey team. They're moving from Phoenix to Utah. And here's some possibilities for the names that they got people voting for out in Utah to be their new team name. Here's some possible names. The Frost. Makes sense. I mean, Frost. Yeah. Cool. All right. The Ice. The Mountaineers. The mammoth. The mammoth. The caribou. The caribou. The caribou. That's my favorite. I want him to be the caribou. The caribou. Then the blizzard. The swarm. The fury. The glaciers. And the venom.
I like the venom.
Would you vote for venom?
Venom sounds cool.
I would vote for venom.
They just said the XFL team was the venom, though. I like the caribous. I want to see them be the I want to see them be the mammoth.
Yeah.
Pittsburgh is on the road to play the Utah Mammoth.
I like that. Have a big old mastodon or a big old mammoth on the jersey.
And I bumped all the way down the list on things to talk about today. I bumped the Pirates down. They're going down, down, just like Rowdy Tellez's batting average, Mike. They take an L yesterday. They lose the series against the Brewers. They lose 10-2.
Yeah,
they give up destroyed. Five home runs. Five home runs they give up. They lose 10-2, give up five home runs. Rowdy Tellez goes 0-for-1. Andrew McCutchen gets three hits. Joey Bart gets two hits. And you got to expect that Andrew McCutchen is going to be stepping up his game because the Furries are in town.
Yes.
And they are saying that this is going to be the biggest furry fest ever. So if that's any indication on how Andrew
when
McCutchen plays.
When the Furries come to town,
Cuts fire. Yeah, I mean, he's the only hot bat right now. Again, he had three hits yesterday. And I got to tell you, with this Rowdy Tellez, Mike, he got paid $3.2 million for 1 year to suck. Talking about we're being in the wrong business.
I know, right? It's good work if you can find it.
I could suck worse than anybody else.
I can interrupt a teammate's interview going, we don't do that here.
I mean, that's the only thing
we don't do that here. We don't do that here. See, where's my $3
million? Mike, $3.2 million? Come on. I've never seen a guy so bad. It's unbelievable.
He is terrible. He is trash. But you know what? Tip of the cap to him for, fleecing the cheapskate Bob Nutting.
Yeah, I have potential to be the worst player ever. Jeez, how much can I get in on this?
Exactly. I can be a big fat guy. I already am one. Give me my $3.2
million. Next up, they have the... They go into the next series, Mike, which is the Cubs. It starts today. It's going to go all through the weekend. It's a 4-game set. Tonight at 7:40 is game one. The Pirates come into the series with a 19-25 record. The Cubs have a 25-19 record. Jared Jones is scheduled to be on the hill tonight. He comes in with a 2-4 record, a 2.68 ERA and 56 strikeouts on the season. He's going to be going up against left-hander Justin Steele, who at the time is 0-0 with a 4.73 and 11 strikeouts on the season. And if you're going to continue to follow this series, it's all right because they have it's good they have Paul Skenes on the hill tomorrow. Paul Skenes is going to be going up against the righty Kyle Hendricks. And then after that, we got Bailey Falter and Mitch Keller. So
it's just if they can't win with the pitchers that we have, this offense, my God, they just need to go away. We need to figure something out big time.
Mike,
the Utah Furries. That would be a good team name.
The Furries.
The Furries, yeah. Brian said that.
Good morning to Brian on the board as well. Mike, the Pirates in the last 16 games scored two or less 9 times.
Oof.
It's no secret what's wrong. And I don't even understand how a group collectively can be so bad for such a long time. It makes no sense.
No, your hitting coach sucks. Your manager, who used to be hitting coach, obviously sucks at that as well. It's frustrating. It's frustrating because the guys that should be hitting aren't hitting. Connor Joe should not be your best batter. Connor Joe playing the way he is should be a luxury. He shouldn't be the driving force of this offense.
Mike, let me ask you this. If you pick the All-Star team is their pick right now, and you have to have one player from every team, that's the rule.
Mm-hmm.
Is Connor Joe your All-Star at this point in the season?
Yes.
He has to be.
Betting
280. He's betting 286. Nobody's even close to that in his lineup.
You can say maybe Jared Jones, his numbers, win
he's
losses.
2-4.
Look like it. Yeah, but that's not his fault. That's the offense
I'm just saying, do you ever see a guy that's 2-4?
No.
No, the record's got to look somewhat decent.
Got to look decent, yeah. So it would be Connor Joe would be my guy because, you know, he's the only one playing well.
And consistently. He hasn't had a down. Mike, anytime you watch this guy, he's doing something good. It's either a double or a home run or a
back-to-back jacks in games. You know,
And some good news, though. Pirates send down Quinn Priester back down to AAA and also Josh Fleming, who gave up a whole shitload of runs the other day, who I thought he was playing good baseball. He was pitching good. I don't know what happened, but Josh Fleming and Quinn Priester both down to AAA, Mike.
And can we just, like, keep Quinn Priester there?
Oh, geez. You know what? They probably will now that they have, you know, six people in the rotation. It's going to be a
95-man rotation is what we got.
You know,
everyone's pitching on a month's rest.
And here's the thing. Once Skeens gets up to the pace and he's back in the rotation, and, I mean, the rotation is normal, you're gonna run into the problem with Marco Gonzalez when he gets healthy. So, again, you're going to have six pitchers at that point.
And just send someone into the bullpen to be a long reliever.
Yeah.
That's what you're going to have to do at that point.
Something's got to give. Yeah. And, you know, whether it be that, the bullpen's bad, hitting's bad.
You got three starting pitchers because it looks like Keller's rounding into form, you know. So you got three pitchers and Connor freaking Joe.
Yeah. That's all we have.
Wait, O'Neill Cruz is, you know, he's
the guy leads the team with home runs. He has seven home runs, but every time I've ever seen him, he struck out.
Yeah.
But he must be one of these guys that is either a home run or bust because that's exactly what's going on with him.
Yeah.
He should be getting on base. He should be attempting steals. Mm-hmm. He should be messing with pitchers' heads. He should be finding his way around the bags to find a way to get home. You don't see none of that with him. All I see with O'Neill Cruz is strikeouts. And then when I look up at his numbers, he has seven home runs and leads the team. They got to figure it out. You know, here's the thing. They go into this every day. It isn't like, you know, they go in and say, well, guys, you know, we stunk again. Is there nothing being done? Because nothing is improving. Nothing has improved in almost 2 months. 2 months.
Yeah. I will give O'Neill Cruz credit. In the last 15 days, he's batting .341, 14 home runs. And he's getting on base.
14 home runs.
Yeah. He does have 9 strikeouts. Four homers. I'm sorry. He had 14 hits. Yeah. He does have the 9 strikeouts to 3 walks. But, you know, that batting average at .341 in his last 15, he is starting to round into a little bit of form there.
I mean, when do they expect to start the season?
Right?
You know? Because you figure they played at the end of March. So, I mean, we are definitely coming up on the third of the way through the season. So, but you know what I do like, Mike? If they are going to improve, it's still to come. And, you know, they really have only up to go. I mean, if they go down, it's going to be what we expect. But here's what your division looks like right now, Mike, in the NL Central. Milwaukee is in first place, no surprise. Chicago, who we do start a 4-game set against today, they are 1.5 games out of first place. The Bucks are in third place with a 7.5 game deficit. And the Reds and the Cardinals both are 8 games. Mike, the Bucks are only a half game against the lowly Reds, the lowly Cardinals. It's not looking good.
It's not. No,
it looks
no.
about as good as the second half of our schedule in the. In the football
it team. Does. It does. God. It. Yeah. This team is disappointing. Very, very disappointing. I did not think we would be this close to being in the cellar. I thought we would be kind of like where the Cubbies are, game and a half out. You know, maybe 3 games out of first place at worst. And no, here they are realizing their true potential of being the laughing stock of Major League Baseball.
And, you know, you come out 20-8 last year. You come out 9-2 this year. You figure things are getting better because you built a little bit better of a team. You got now Paul Skeens. You got now Jared Jones. You have now Michael A. Taylor. You have guys that you didn't have last year. You think that, you know, this should.
Yeah.
According to logic, makes sense. Should be getting a little better. Mike, we were worse off than we were at this time last year. It doesn't even look close. At least we were finding ways to win games last year. Mike, he hasn't scored more than two runs. Come on. In the last 16 games, they scored two runs or less 9 times.
Yeah. It's
law of average. You're going to score more than that just at some point because they can't even do that.
Yeah. And then you got a player like what? Henry Davis, first overall pick 3 years ago, just looking like a complete bust. You know, he was supposed to be a huge part of this team.
I'll be honest. I don't think he's much worse than anybody else. I think that it could have been anybody that went down, but it's just the way that it is with where he's at and his contract.
You know, being you're batting 162. Come on now.
Look at our whole team's bad.
I know,
man.
Sawinski 172.
Yeah.
Get that. You know, it's bad.
And Connor Joe, the 286. Whatever he's doing, you know.
280. Just do what Connor Joe's
could
doing.
Could be
everyone.
Worse.
I guess.
How can it
could
be worse?
Austin Hedges.
Oh, yeah. At least
you know
now
what?
We have catchers.
I take Austin Hedges. Austin Hedges won a World Series.
We do have catchers. I guess you can't complain about the catcher position. We got about 9 of them. Last year, you come out 9-2 this year. You figure things are getting better because who is that? What's going on? You got now Paul.
All
right, now mute whatever's going on. Like somebody's
Mike Boy Taylor. You have
something's somebody's we're getting feedback.
Yeah,
but Mike, it's crazy. We do have a caller on. Ralph, good morning. No, Ralph. In the last 16
Oh, yeah. Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good morning, Ralph. What do you think? Law of average, you're going to score more than that just at some point because Ralph, turn that down, whatever you got going on.
A player like what? Henry Davis.
I don't know what I have up. That's I don't know why I'm getting interference here. I really don't.
You know, he was a huge part of this team.
How about now?
I'll be honest. I don't think he's much worse than anybody else.
It's still than anybody that went down.
I don't hear it now.
Yeah, it's not there now.
But Mike, I just the thought of this team even being anywhere close to 500 at the end of the year, which is kind of what people were okay with coming into the season. If they do well, if they exceed their expectations, great. But if they finish 500, that's what you expect from this team. Mike, I come on. I mean, they're sitting 5-6 games under 500 right now. But realistically, if they don't bring their shit together, this is the baseball team. If this is going to be your Pittsburgh Pirates baseball team the rest of the season, they're not going to be any better off. This team will finish under 500 once again.
Yeah, I think so. I have them like what, just a little bit over 500, and it's not going to make it that far. They are going to be the laughing stock of baseball once again. And wouldn't surprise me if they. Do you see 100 losses coming this year?
100's going to be tough, but you know what? They're bad enough.
Yeah.
100 losses, because here's the thing, Mike. As I said, we're about a third of the way through the season.
Mm-hmm.
So you take the three, you know, you take the losses that we have now, you multiply it by 3.
Law of averages. They should be, you know, a whole hell of a lot better than, you know, losing 100 games, but I can see it happening. This team
Like I was saying, like three
going down.
Take what they have now, 25 losses, multiply that by 3. That's 75 losses. So I think they'll keep it under 500, but under 100 losses. But I don't see them being too much over 500. Got some other things I do want to talk about this morning, Mike. One notable thing that I did know the other day that I don't really pay much attention to, but there was a big baseball game in town between the Pitt Panthers and the Penn State Nittany Lions.
Oh, no way.
Pitt wins that game 10-0. You know what? The Penn State Nittany Lions, I thought their uniforms were kind of dumb, Mike. The front of their uniform says "We Are" on it.
Yeah.
It's gay.
Hey. We are Penn State.
We are good
at football and wrestling. Every other sport.
We are touching boys in our football locker rooms.
That was like I was gonna say that was a one-time thing, but it was more than once. It
definitely was more than once.
We are molesting wildlife.
Also, Mike, the game that you, Derpy, and I had a little wager on the other day to see how many points Caitlin Clark was gonna score in her debut in the regular season. I said 23. Derpy said 24, and you said something in the teens, so you win.
I said because, 18. I said
because you had the closest without going over.
Yes.
But she's back at it tonight, guys. The New York Liberty travels to Indiana. This is going to be the Indiana Fever's first home game of the season. That place is going to be rocking. That's 7 o'clock tonight. So if you want to watch Caitlin Clark, and you know what's going to be fun about Caitlin Clark? There's going to be people that love her, and there's going to be people that hate her through this whole ride, because anything that, no matter what happens, you have people that's like, oh, well, she's this. Oh, well, she don't do that. Oh, well, she does. So this is going to be a lot of fun, man. She's going to be controversial. She was able to score 20 points in that game. However, she gave up 10 turnovers, in the loss to Connecticut, the Connecticut Sun on the road. I think that's going to improve. Everyone's going, she's not the – literally, she's played one game, dude.
Yeah.
She scored 20 points, mind you.
Like I said, this reminded me – it's going to remind me of Sidney Crosby's debut. The bar was set so high and expectations were so high, there was like no room for allowing to adjust to the league coming from, you know, college, and Crosby coming from, you know, juniors. It takes people a while. It takes some of the greats even a while. Not everyone can come out and have a dominant performance, you know?
I'm not going to say there's things that you definitely notice right off the top that she needs to work on. She has to work on her quickness, her speed. Yeah. Now that she's in the WNBA, these chicks are flying around. They're like gazelles.
Yeah, like you can see, though, too, like on some of those highlights, she was beating her defender that, you know, the highlighter saw, oh, she got locked down on this play. She was able to beat the defender, cut through the lane, goes for a layup, and this shot just a little bit too high. So she was able to get around the defense. It's just refining the shot and trusting her teammates more. You know, you're in the pros now. You don't have to be the whole show like you were in Iowa. And I like how, you know, her veteran teammate was talking to her, you know, all throughout the game, going into the locker room at halftime. She was receptive to the, you know, advice. So it will get there. She has high basketball IQ, knows how to play the game. And, you
got to admit, they were covering her tighter than anybody else.
Yeah.
That one girl was man to man on her all game.
Yeah.
And wherever she moved, wherever Caitlin Clark moved, that girl was there. You know, nobody else was, you know, played defense like that on. So,
yeah.
But I'm glad she scored 20 points because, again, that's impressive.
Yeah. It's not a bad debut.
Yeah, right. And again, tonight she has the New York Liberty coming to Indiana for the debut at home. You know that place is going to be rocking. You know it's going to be rocking, man. I'm going to be checking that game out. Let me get back to baseball for just one second, Mike. I was talking to Brian yesterday on his show. You know what I like, but I don't like, is how baseball fields, they're all different.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in football, you play 100 yards. Everything is even. The field goal posts are in the same place. But in baseball, everybody's outfield is different. And we've talked about this before with the hill that was out in Houston there and the Green Monster in Boston. But the ones that get me the most is the nook. The teams that have that weird nook out in center field.
Yeah.
Because what's the purpose of the nook? Why would you take an otherwise seemingly normal wall?
Yeah.
And put weird angles in it in the middle of nowhere. It really makes no sense. And think about it this way. You're a baseball player. Dude hits the ball. You're running full speed back toward the fence. Yeah. You're not, you're watching the ball. It's 100 miles up in the air. You're moving as fast as you can. You're running toward the wall. Well, let's make it interesting. Let's make him wonder if he's going to, you know, slam into the corner of the nook. If he's going to go into the nook. Do I have enough space because of the nook? I got to say, I'm not a big fan of the nook, Mike.
Neither am I. And like,
it's just so randomly placed.
Yeah. People are like, oh, it's going to cause havoc for the opposing team's outfielders. It's going to cause havoc for yours as well. You know, I hate it. Stadiums that, oh, we have all these power hitters that, you know, pull to the right side. So we're going to make it a short porch. We're going to make it, you know, 250 yards to the right. Look at how many home runs they hit.
Everyone hates that nook.
The nook in like the short outfield for, you know, teams that have to have power hitters.
I'm a millionaire. I don't worry about slamming my face on the corner of the nook.
Exactly. Yeah. Or I'm going to run into a brick wall at Wrigley Field. Get the fuck out of here.
Fucking nook. I just don't understand how it makes its way in all these fields. You see them all, you know, and it's always this weird random nook or like 2/3 of the way across the middle of the outfield wall. Nook.
Yeah. That's why baseball. I hate baseball. It's so stupid.
I think that I think the improvements they made in baseball made it a lot more tolerable. I am enjoying baseball, Mike, with the pitching clock, all these things like that. They they did things to make it better. So let's see what they can.
But the different outfields now in like baseball with their unwritten rules. I'm a pitcher. I'm going to throw a ball at your head and try and kill you. Oh, but you can't throw your bat at me.
Well, that's not within the rules.
I think if a pitcher's, if a guy does this to me, I'm going to throw a ball at his head. Well, if you hit him, the guy should be able to come up and take one swing at your head with the. When I'm major league commissioner, this is what's going
to
happen.
You don't see that anymore. You don't see the fights. I like to see guys get charged, the mound get charged, and that's when baseball is good.
I want to see dudes pimp home run shots, do the moonwalk around the bases. That's what I want to see.
You do that on your Xbox.
I want to see pitchers get strikeouts and do a little dance after it. To me, that's entertaining.
And what's that walk of shame after a guy strikes out? And I've seen it so many times this year with the Pirates. The walk of shame when they turn around and they just look at the pitcher after the strikeout. Like they're walking away.
Yeah.
And they turn around, they just look at him for like 3 seconds.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Everyone does it.
I don't get it.
Are they? Maybe they're looking at the big screen or something to see themselves strike out.
I just don't understand. Maybe they're checking the board to see where the overlay is, see if it actually was a strike or not.
Boston Celtics, Mike. We talked about a handful of teams last week. Cities, I'm sorry, that could go and have basketball and hockey champions in the same year. Boston being one of those cities. The Celtics so far are the only team that moved on. Boston is down in their series, the Florida Panthers. But Boston has made it through, Mike, so we will see if any of those cities are able to put out a champion in both those sports. Mike, why don't you go and tell everybody about the website?
TheTwoDumbYinzers.com, TheTwoDumbYinzers.com. Over there, we got Brian and us, all of our social medias. We got the merchandise store, and we got the lovely, lovely blog over at TheTwoDumbYinzers.com.
What do you think, Brian? What do you suppose Brian meant last week when he called Caitlin Clark Teen Wolf?
You know how AB said she keep it hairy down there. Teen Wolf always got hairy.
Well, that's weird. I thought it was because Teen Wolf. Remember in the movie Teen Wolf played basketball and he was a ball hog and he was real good. I thought that's what he was talking about. I didn't know.
Oh, I was going that way. That's what I was going with. I thought that's what I thought he meant. But he was carrying on what AB was saying,
But go check it out, everybody. www.thetwodumbyinzers.com. Today, guys, we are going to have a trivia question about the Steelers' scheduling.
Ooh.
That's right. Today's trivia is about the Steelers' scheduling. Guys, Derpy, you better put your thinking cap on. Ralph, on the you're still on the line. If you're okay to come back, you could participate in the trivia.
Here, guys.
Okay.
Oh, there we go.
That's a lot better.
Yeah, I had some issues with my studio equipment. I've never had that issue before, so I got to fix it.
Okay. Now you're a lot better. I could hear
you. I'm on my phone now.
Okay. So here's the question of the day, guys.
Yeah, how you guys doing today?
Pretty good, man. How you doing?
Hanging in there. You know what I mean.
Yeah, I hear you. All right, so here's the trivia question of the day, guys. This has to do with the Steelers scheduling. Derpy, put on your thinking cap. Mike, Ralph, anybody on the board as well who wants to play along? Here we go. This is the trivia question of the day, guys. It goes like this. In the past 10 seasons, how many times did the Steelers open on the road? Because we do open on the road, and not only do we open on the road, we play week two on the road. And not only do we play week two on the road, we play week four on the road. So 75% of our first four games will be on the road. The question of the day, gentlemen, in the past 10 seasons, how many times did the Steelers open on the road? Take a moment to think that over.
I'd say five.
We are live, everybody. We're live 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, right here, 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And the live news show that we do every day, we upload over on Spotify at 8 p.m. So if you don't have a chance to listen to or watch the show, maybe you just want to listen to the show, maybe you're at the gym or wherever, you can always put your earbuds in and check it out. All right, guys, the question of the day is, because of the way our scheduling went this year, the question is, in the past 10 seasons, how many times did the Steelers open on the road? Ralph says five. I'm going to lock him into place. Darby, I'm going to come to you next. How many times in the past 10 years has the Steelers been scheduled to open on the road?
I'm going to go six, like our rings.
All right, six times. Derpy said six, Mike. Ralph says five. Derpy said six. And I'm looking for how many times the Steelers opened on the road over the past 10 seasons. What do you think?
It was seven.
Seven, six, and five. Is that did I get everybody correctly?
Yep.
All right. Everybody's locked in. All right, guys. One more time. The question of the day. In the past 10 seasons, how many times did the Steelers open on the road? Mike said seven. Derpy said six. Ralph says five. The answer, guys, nine times.
Wow.
Ooh, wow.
The Pittsburgh Steelers have opened on the road nine times in the last 10 seasons. Unbelievable.
That's insane.
Unbelievable. It don't even seem right.
Yeah. And this is like the first time, too, that a team plays all their divisional games after week 11.
Wow.
Yeah.
Ay, ay, ay. Mike, anything before we start getting ready to wrap things up?
I got something right here.
Yeah.
This is, I think this should be the New York Giants all-time jersey. This is what they are wearing this year at some point.
What is look that? Like this a throwback?
That's the definition of their organization.
The pants are from 1 year, the jerseys from another year, and the helmets from a different year. Right, you know, going through their history. And like I saw a comment, it was like, yeah, this uniform opens as a 17-point underdog no matter who they're playing.
So that's real. That's going to be something they're wearing.
They're going to wear that.
Hey, guys, I got a good Penn State joke.
Yeah, please.
Oh, God.
Yeah, okay. Did you hear the latest rumor that they're moving to main campus?
No.
They're moving it to Du Bois.
Yeah, I like that a lot. I like that a lot. Yeah. Derpy, anything before we get ready to wrap things up, man? I know you got some.
Have a good one.
You too, all
right,
Ralph.
Thank you, Ralph. Take care, man. Ralph. What do you got on your mind, Derpy?
As we were talking about the college football game last week, the cover released today, but
okay,
the full reveal is tomorrow.
Oh, the full reveal. I thought that was today.
It was the cover. It was the cover.
The cover's revealed. Mike, can you pull that up real quick while I continue to wrap things up? Mike's going to pull that up. I do want to say thank you to everybody for coming and hanging out with us today. Thank you for checking us out. We appreciate each and every one of you. We wouldn't do it without you. Also, I do want to say thank you to everybody on the board. Always keep things interesting as well. While Mike pulls up the new cover to the college football game that it's highly anticipated. Mike, everybody's talking about this college football game. My last thing for the day is this, guys. Big fight on Saturday night. That's right. Tyson Fury versus Usyk. Usyk, I believe, is how you pronounce his last name. I don't even want to try his first name. Oh, there it is.
I'll be right there.
There it is.
So there's your college football cover. Everybody's waiting for this. What's that, Derpy?
There's three different covers.
Oh, is there?
Two different covers, actually.
Well, that's the one we're getting right now. That's the one I found real quick.
That's fair.
But, yes, Tyson Fury, guys, I do want to see this. So if anybody's offering up a space in their living room that might be renting this or getting this pay-per-view, Tyson Fury versus Usyk. The guy's first name is impossible by looking at it how to pronounce, but I'm just going to go with that. Saturday night. Very, very, very. I love Tyson Fury fights. I love Tyson Fury fights. I love Tyson Fury fights. I would love to watch this match. But again, everybody, the NFL schedule was released last night. The Steelers kind of get screwed. They play all six of their division games after week 11. Mike, they start on the road with two road games. They play the first three of four on the road. Bunch of crazy things. A lot of things you could say about this scheduling this year for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Pirates are back at it today. They start a new series against the Chicago Cubs. This is a four-game series at Wrigley Field. It's going to be Jared Jones versus Justin Steele tonight. Buccos are 19-25 over the weekend. You also have Paul Skeens, and you also do have Mitch Keller in the rotation as well. So something to, if you're going to watch the Pirates, there's some things that you might be able to hang your hat on. Tonight, Caitlin Clark goes back. She comes home to play the New York Liberty as the Indiana Fever open up at home. So if you might be checking that out to see how she does tonight. But tomorrow, you could guarantee we'll be talking about that. Mike, how many games, how many points does she score tonight? Real quick.
I'm going to go with 22.
22. Derpy, how many points on Caitlin Clark tonight?
25.
25. I'm going to, you know what? I'm going to take the low road this time. I'm taking 18. Mike, is that what you took last time? Was 18?
Yeah, I took 18.
All right, I'm going to take 18 tonight. Derpy has 25. Mike has 22. So let's keep an eye on that. We'll certainly be talking about that tomorrow. We'll get more into the NFL schedule. Also around the league, we'll take a little bit deeper look into the scheduling. Keep your eye on. We'll certainly be talking about tomorrow. Mike, anything before we get ready to take off?
Nothing. I got nothing. Thanks for tuning in.
Derpy.
I got nothing. Thanks for tuning in as well.
All right, everybody. I do want to say thank you one more time. For Derpy, Mike in the Steeler Central Mobile Studio, myself, the Two Dumb Yinzers. Everybody have a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
No.